morning. Lovely to be here.
Now, this is unfortunately not a visual medium, so would you mind just, I guess, explaining to us what the artwork is, how it looks, how it takes up this entire street?
Of course. So the work is called Hear an Echo. It was commissioned by the 20th Biennale of Sydney and the City of Sydney. It's called the Legacy Commission. And basically it's a permanent public artwork. I did a kind of... It is composed of like both the research and development period, which was a period of during the Biennale last year where I did walk through the city with a choreographer, Brooke Stamp.
Wow.
And then the artwork now resides in Williams Lane and Surrey Hills as a series of 14 phrases that are kind of appear in road marking material on the vertical and horizontal surfaces of the lane. So it looks like big words in the laneway.
Beautiful.
That's the easiest way to describe it, yeah.
When you have a whole street, a whole laneway to play with, how did you manage to decide on just kind of one idea?
It was so hard, and I guess there were so many things that I wanted to explore and thinking about what public art was, where it should kind of, what it should say, if it should be one idea or lots of ideas. And so I guess it was like the whole process was a way of boiling down all these different kind of directions I wanted to go in. And so it kind of, I guess, it now exists as like a two-way poem, and so all the ideas simmer away, but you can walk or read the poem simultaneously, and as you walk up the lane or down the lane, the poem kind of changes meaning. It's very open-ended.
Beautiful, and I guess if you start at different points in the lane as well, it would all kind of meld together in a different way depending on
absolutely.
Where you're standing and
yeah.
and how you're experiencing. I think this is absolutely gorgeous. I think there should be more public artwork in Sydney. It's something I don't think we have enough of because it enriches a city, it enriches a community so wholeheartedly. What was the process working with the council with the lane? Was it difficult to get them on board or were they very accepting?
I think that they were part of the commissioning body, so they were very accepting. But also there's so many, I guess there is a lot of hurdles and the work looks very, very simple now. And, it's in the material of the city, this road marking paint. So you'd think that would be very simple to execute. But the bureaucratic processes, you call them stakeholder relations, working with all the people in that community, asking their permission, asking what they think the artwork means. All those processes kind of get drawn into the artwork, and actually a lot of the words are the result of those processes as well.
Wow.
So I try and use all the difficult parts of making public art as kind of also generative, like help me make the work.
I think that's beautiful that all the stakeholders and everyone kind of invested in this piece got to have a say, and it's kind of come together as a bit of a community project as well. I think that that's absolutely gorgeous and would just add to the meaning and its importance in the site and in the city. Now, what other projects have you got coming up on the horizon? This was a pretty big one.
It was really big. It was a two-year project, and I was saying in my speech, when I first got asked to do it, I was pregnant. Now I have a toddler, so
goodness.
It's really been the whole life of my baby. But I'm so excited. I have a major new performance work called Rhetorical Chorus, which is coming up in October at Liveworks at Performance Space, which is like this multimedia, choreographic, choral, massive explosion of sound and action, which I'm so excited to represent. I presented it in 2015 in New York, Rhetorical Chorus, it's called. And then just before that, I'm going to London to perform at Frieze Live, the Frieze Art Fair.
Oh, my gosh, no rest for the wicked.
My goodness,
it's just one big project to the next.
Yeah.
It would be so beautiful as well to have your child go through that process as well and see it as your young human being as a marker for how the project came along as well. Did you find it more difficult because you were balancing motherhood and artwork as well?
I think as many, many mothers know, balancing motherhood and artwork is really, very challenging. And, it's very rewarding, but it's always, the heart is being tugged in two directions. And that is a really challenging thing to face as a young mother, because not young mother, middle-aged mother, because, motherhood is already so complex, and to add the world of work into that is huge. But it's amazing now, because now Roland's like, let's go through the ABCs in the laneway. And
beautiful.
So his kind of blossoming of language has come alongside the laneway working out.
That's
working
gorgeous.
Out how I can speak in the laneway, yeah.
And as a permanent exhibition as well, he can grow up with it and see that and go, my mum did that, so that's really, really cool as well.
Yeah, crazy. Totally crazy. Yeah.
Agatha, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Such a pleasure to chat. Thank you very much.